This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast for Direct Connect. Make your next move easy with Direct Connect.
Peter Swab is at AFL House right now. The Brisbane Lions list manager joins us on the line. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Cam.
From the outside looking in, the fact that you switched picks 2 and 3, does that assume, well, I'm assuming that the kid you won in that draft is going to be there. You expect to be there at pick 3 compared to pick 2.
Well, no, that's a great unknown, isn't it? But we'll certainly get a player that we want at 3, so we're happy.
Is that a conversation that comes up when you're chatting to the Giants and you might just say, man, if you have pick 2, who are you going to take? And without saying it's a side deal, but you have a fair indication as to who they're going to take it to, because, of course, McGrath's been mentioned so many times in relation to the Giants.
I've got a better idea of what GWS might do than I had what Essendon will do. So,
when you look, as we see right now, and the picks, of course, the back end picks probably help the Giants a little bit. You've now got 3, 16, and 19 heading to the draft. Is it still intention right now, as we sit here today, that you would use all those 3 picks come the November draft?
Yeah, for sure. We've got 3, 16, 19, and 21 as we sit here. All right. So, you know, one of our aims was to get, you know, try and maximise picks under about 25. Mm-hmm. So as we see it, we're in a reasonable spot.
How many guys, when you look at that pick number 3, how many different players' names do you think, you know, you don't need as many names because you're so high in the draft, but how many names do you have on the board do you really want to pick up at pick number 3?
Well, Steve Knoll, that's head of recruiting, he would suggest we have about four around that mark, mm-hmm, that we would consider, which I'm not prepared to say who they are.
Pierce Hanley, of course, how's that situation tracking? Because there were suggestions he was headed to the Gold Coast. He had meetings last week. Where do you sit with Pierce Hanley? And if he does, in fact, end up at the Gold Coast, a first-round pick is another one that you're hoping to try and get in.
Yeah, well, I think Scott's, you know, working away with his deals. I mean, he's got a bit on with O'Meara and mm-hmm, Prestia going out. So, he at some stage will come back to us with what he thinks he can do in regards to getting Pierce down the road.
David,
so we're happy to look at it. So I'm sure something will probably happen in that space.
David Noble was on NAB Trade Radio on Monday and was talking about future draft picks. Is that something you think might happen with Pierce Hanley, that you're looking to, you know, you've got 4 inside 21, as you touched on now. Is it now time to maybe look at what might happen in 12 months, in particular with what we believe to be a fairly strong batch of academy kids in this time next year?
Yeah, I mean, that'll be consideration for sure. Because, yeah, as you rightfully say, that the way the draft works now is that the future, you've got to keep an eye on the future, which is staring us in the face in some ways, because we know what we've got in our academy. But, you know, they've got 12 months of performing too, so that can always vary. But you do plan for that. Yeah.
Being in the game for a while now, your thoughts on it? I know it's been introduced 12 months ago, but you like the fact that you can trade future draft picks? Do you think it's good for the game, and do you think it makes deals getting done a little easier?
Yeah, I do. I'm a supporter of it, for sure.
Swabby Scott Watters here, mate. You're a hard man to get something out of, but I'm going to try. Yeah.
No, I'm very open, Scott.
Oh, I know, mate. I'm only joking. Reported there's a meeting between, obviously, yourself and Chris Fagan and Tommy Rockliffe yesterday. Can you alert us to how that went and what the sort of, I guess, what the results were from that conversation?
Well, I can't because I didn't attend it. So that was a meeting with Chris and David Noble. And by all accounts, it went well. David and Chris basically, I guess, spoke to Tommy about what they'd heard and what had been done in the last 12 months in regards to Tom. And Tom had an opportunity to, I guess, not defend himself, but to say, you know, whether that did or did not, what he thought about the footy club, because Tom's been a captain and a great player for the Brisbane Lions. So he's been there a long time. So he was forthcoming in saying where he thought the footy club was at. And I guess Chris and David were saying, well, this is where we want to take it. So that was probably as much as I got out of it as well. Yeah. So, you know, like anything, private conversations that I wasn't present at are always hard to know what gets said.
No, that's fair enough. Does he want to be at the football club, Swabby? Is that the intention? Is his motivation and his priority to be at Brisbane next year?
Yeah, look, I think it's been a situation that Tom's had to explore other options. But I have no doubt that if Tom ends up back or stays with Brisbane Lions, that's fine. You know, certain things will probably have to change in some ways because you've got a new coach and a new regime. But Tom's a professional footballer. He's in the last year of a contract with us, so he prides himself on playing well, and he's, you know, proof's in the pudding with Tom. He's always perform well when he gets out in the footy field.
No doubt. The balance of the list, Swabby, you look relatively well served from a key position point of view. What are you looking for? What do you need to now progress this group going forward?
I think we need to bolster the midfield. I think that's probably a focus for us. I guess, Scotty, when you're down the ladder a bit, you've got more holes
yep.
in your list than any other team, you know, through experience most of the time. So, you know, I would say the midfield's a prime focus for us.
You're at AFL House putting the paperwork in today around that trade. You're not putting any more in about Jack Frost today, are you, Swabby?
No, we're committed to Jack. So, mm-hmm. you know, at some point we'll get that deal done. Jack will be with the Brisbane Lions. There's no doubt about that.
Well, and you expect to have to give over something a little bit in the second or third round? Where do you think, and what are the conversations going with the Collingwood Football Club around that?
No, Decker and I have had chats. It's not that high, believe me.
Fourth round,
maybe. We'll try and get a deal done that's fair and reasonable.
How about Josh Green? 11 games this year. He's a name that keeps popping up in a lot of our tweets and a couple of our phone calls asking about the interest, not only that, you know, in retaining him out of contract, but also a couple of other clubs you could probably use him. Where does he sit?
Well, currently Josh is uncontracted, so mm-hmm. that's probably where he sits.
Yep.
And at the end of the trade period, we'll have to make a decision on that.
So you haven't offered him a contract as we sit here yet?
No, he has not got a contract, no.
Hey, this seems to be a bit of a narrative coming out of a number of clubs. Is it the changing way that, you know, you sit down with players and you have to explain things to them to sort of see what happens over this two-week period before deciding and give a contract? Is that a new thing that's sort of creeping into the AFL and players have to be sort of in some way had a conversation and explain that to them?
Yeah, well, because it's such a state of flux sometimes and you don't know how many spots exactly you're going to take on your list because, you know, if you, all of a sudden you trade in a lot of high-end picks, you're going to want to take them. And that puts pressure on list spots. So, you know, if you're out of contract at this time of year, well, you're probably going to remain out of contract until the end of the trade period.
Swabby, we do appreciate your time as always. I know you've got a lot on. So as we sit here right now, those four picks inside 21, you expect that you'll definitely go to draft with those guys, with those picks?
Definitely at the moment. Yeah,
good,
for sure.
Good. And just back to Tom Rockliffe. How many have you had clubs call you just inquiring about the conversation yesterday?
No. Clubs are well aware of, you know, where Tom sits. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that we'll leave it at that, really.
All right. As always, Peter, we appreciate your time. We know that you got a fair bit on there, and the paperwork is officially being completed. So, looking forward to having a bit more of you on trade around the next couple of weeks. Good luck for it, and also towards the draft. Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Scott. See you, Cam.